With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Eagle River Ice Castle is being built right now. After 3 years without a castle, the community is excited to welcome it back once more. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
More than 2,000 blocks of ice were cut and removed from Silver Lake and Eagle River Wednesday. Dozens of volunteers, organized by the Eagle River Fire Department, helped load the ice blocks into pickup trucks and deliver them to the depot parking lot in downtown Eagle River, where the ice castle will be built.
It's amazing, all the work. Yeah. I can't believe.
Bonnie Deutsch and Vicky Muthig drove down from Land O'Lakes and Phelps Wednesday morning to see how the castle comes together.
We've been here in the area so long and we've never actually seen it, the process of what they go through to build it. And so let's do it.
Yes, and there's no snow to snowmobile right now. Yeah, so we thought we got to get out and do something.
They're not the only ones excited for the return of the ice castle. Eagle River Fire Captain Mike Drager says it's days of hard labor for volunteers like himself, but it's worth it.
We groan. It's a lot of work, but everybody in the community loves it, but the fire department probably loves it the most.
The ice castle is more than a pretty sight. For many businesses, it's another way to bring tourists into town, something that's much appreciated after last year's lackluster winter. Christopher Scarda owns the Daily Grind coffee shop right across the street from the ice castle. He says even though his business fares better than others without the snowmobile trails open, the ice castle is still a welcome sight.
A lot of people who come up, they drive from all over, hours away, and stop in for a little warm-up of a cup of coffee or whatever, and then go back over there and take all the pictures in the world. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely brings in a lot to the community and just in general to the downtown area.
There's still a lot more work to be done. After the blocks all get shaved down to the same size, construction begins. That process will take another 2 to 3 days. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Eagle River.
WXPR spoke with two volunteers who have been helping build the ice castle since the 70s. Tune in next Friday to hear their stories as part of WXPR's We Live Up Here series. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is warning people of an increase in COVID, flu, and RSV. Cases for flu and COVID have nearly doubled in the last couple of weeks. With the increase in cases comes an increase in hospitalizations. Tom Haupt is the DHS respiratory disease epidemiologist. He says it comes down to the individual on if they need to seek medical care when they get sick.
One thing that people do not think about too often, though, is once they become sick and they start feeling better, and then all of a sudden they start feeling sick again, that could be a secondary infection, usually a bacterial infection, and that would really require to get to the physician, clinician as quickly as possible. Otherwise, it's just knowing the symptoms, knowing the possibility of complications, and making a good, solid choice as to when to see the doctor.
There is still time to get vaccines for these respiratory viruses. Only 15% of Wisconsin residents have gotten the new COVID vaccine this year. Flu vaccine levels are better, with about 30% of the population getting vaccinated, but it's still far below the goal of 70%.
We know that vaccines are effective in not only preventing some cases of the virus that it's meant to be targeted, but also, you know, if people do get sick, that the illness will be much less severe and there'll be a quicker recovery. We're just continuing to get that message out.
You can contact your provider or visit vaccines.gov to schedule a vaccination. In addition to getting vaccinated, DHS reminds people about basic hygiene to help stop the spread. That includes things like washing hands with soap and warm water for 20 seconds, disinfecting surfaces that are touched often, and staying home when you're sick. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is considering putting a roundabout at the intersection of Highway 51 and County K in Oneida County. It's one of a couple of safety improvements the DOT is asking for public feedback on. There will be a meeting Wednesday, January 22nd at 5 p.m. at the Northwoods Community Elementary School in Harshaw. People can learn about the project, ask questions, and provide input. WisDOT says the goal is to reduce the number and severity of crashes at the intersection. Other changes being considered include north and southbound left turn lanes and a raised median. Construction currently is scheduled for 2027. Toxic chemicals that are used in a host of consumer products are being found nearly everywhere scientists look. Eric Galettis has more.
Over 143 million Americans are at risk of toxic PFAS, so-called forever chemicals, in their drinking water, according to new test results released by the Environmental Protection Agency. And with just 40% of water systems fully tested, that number is expected to rise. Even low doses of PFAS have been linked to compromised immune systems, fetal harm, and cancer. Environmental attorney Ken Sansone says PFAS, developed by companies including 3M and DuPont, are both very useful but very dangerous.
It was used in thousands of different kinds of consumer and commercial products, including food packaging, cleaning products, cosmetics, cookware, stain-resistant coverings for clothing and furniture and carpets, and the list goes on.
Sansone says despite sizable legal settlements with PFAS producers, it won't be enough to cover the costs of shoring up water treatment systems. I'm Eric Galatas.
The Wausau School Board has approved a plan to close 4 elementary schools, shrinking the district's footprint from 13 such schools to 9. Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher called it a needed move.
We have a responsibility to our community when it comes to economics and academics for our students. And we need to make sure that we make good choices as we move along.
The move means Wausau's Hewitt, Texas, Hawthorne Hills, Grant, and Lincoln Elementary Schools will all close at the end of the current academic year. Those students will be absorbed into nearby schools next fall. The Finance and Investment Challenge Bowl took place at Nicolet College in Rhinelander Tuesday. Student teams from 9 different Northwood schools faced off in Quiz Bowl fashion. With a trip to a state tournament on the line, teams answered a variety of questions. A Rhinelander team took first, with the Northland Pines team in second. Those two teams will go to Madison for the State Challenge Bowl. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.